You said you were base, that the balloon launches of the probe took place at the Roswell Industrial Air Center, which was off Air Force Base and Roswell Army Airfield.
Right.
Do you remember when you went there, did you go TDY there, or did you come every night? Or?
No, we went TDY. We basically took a whole instrumentation shop. And we took and made a lab over at the airport.
You did. What do you remember? Like, were you in a hangar building?
We were in one of the buildings that was in that had a big hangar onto it. Yes.
Okay. So.
And we were there, and NASA was there. We shared that hangar.
What did they do with the? You shared the hangar. Let me get this.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you we had a big combine that was parked out front. In a big roped off area, and that's where we had a communication van set up with all antennas strung up and everything else. But then we had a complete room, a huge room, I guess about the size of this whole area, with actual tables all around, and we did our instrumentation, built up, we charged all the batteries for the flight, everything in that room. So we took part of our shop, physically moved what we needed and set up another shop there for the duration.
So how many guys, was it just, as far as the Air Force people go, was it just people from the balloon branch?
You bet.
How many guys would you say?
Oh, God, that varied. I had four from Holloman, four instrumentation people. Mm-hmm. There was normally, there would be, I had it set up, in fact, I ran into a little bit of hassle. I think you remember. I don't put that on the thing. But anyway, that's another thing that...
So over at Roswell, and you guys were TDY over there that summer there in 1972, how many military would you say were participating? You said you had four from...
I had, yeah, but there was one of those four was a civilian. But he was the only civilian in our shop, so...
Yes, nine. So then were there some other, like the launch?
Oh, then we had the whole launch crew, of course.
Okay.
And there were probably, all 20, maybe 20 people.
Okay. Do you remember where NASA stored? What did they do with the, do you remember the actual, they call it the aeroshell.
Yeah.
You remember it coming in?
It was in a hangar.
How did they bring it in? Did they bring it in on a truck or?
Gosh, I never did see that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So then where did they store it? Like when they were preparing it for flight?
I had some, wasn't there in these, in these shots that I showed you that I had here, there's, okay, here's the frame right there. That's the frame that was inside the hangar. That shot is inside the hangar, and that's a big frame that they hung the gondola on.
Uh-huh.
And then we would open up the big double doors.
Uh-huh.
And we would have the crane and all. Did you see a movie on that? Because that movie showed it. It showed the hangar. It showed the big crane. You see the picture in there hanging on the wall?
Yeah.
And with that big crane? Well, we would just have that outside. We just pour it all out and set it there. And they had a big white van right next to that. We launched pretty close to...
See, they getting the vehicle ready for flight.
That was all done in the hangar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sitting in the hangar until the day we launched it.
Okay. Was there any security around for that? You can remember?
Yeah, but I think there are people that pull security.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I think there's a launch crew people that pull security.
Were they armed?
No. We never had any arms. Never had any arms. I have never seen any arms. And in all the years I've been there, never any of our people had arms.
Okay. Oh.
And, you know, I don't recall NASA having a special security force. They may, but I sure don't remember it.
Well, that, That might be... Well, that's about all I have, I think.
The one that could answer that question would be a guy named Waters, Tech Sergeant Waters. Mm-hmm. He is the one that headed, and he's retired. He retired as a master. He drives the truck now. In fact, he stopped by and saw me 3 or 4 or 5 years ago here. He was actually working for me, but they use him as a launch crew chief. Mm-hmm. And he is the one that had all the people on the launch crew working for him. I would even send... I would supply 4 out of them on my shop for the actual instrumentation. I would have people back in our lab still calibrating all the various things in our altitude chambers and building up special things that was needed over there. And we would build and put the whole package together over there.
Would civilians come out to watch the launch?
I had my wife right there on the line, and they finally told me to... My wife and kids on the line, and they say, no, get away. But they were right underneath. They were right there. And but there were people that could drive off the side and sit and watch it, because my wife did.
And
drive
this wasn't there. Classified. This was
no.
Out the open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's about all I have.
Now that last one flew over the city because it rained on that last flight, and it was cold, and they thought ice had gotten in the valve, and. So we had some problems with it, but we did make a 4th flight, but it didn't, and we babied that booger all the way over to Holloman, and they did get some good data, but it wasn't near as good as the first.
Did you have any involvement in the recovery over it?
No, I was not involved at all, because the first time I was in the control center, on the first flight I was a controller in the control center, and the next 3 flights I was in charge of the communications or instrumentation over there, and then we had... I guess Bob and 3 or 4 more people, plus NASA people, was on the recovery team on that. There were special flights that some contractors went with them on recovery to make sure that they got inside, to disassemble the package, go inside, turn chart recorders off or tape recorders off or turn some various instruments off. Normally, all that would be done by Bob. They would bring Bob down in our high bay out in the 850, and when the package was ready to launch, or the day before, something like that, and say, okay, when you get on recovery and it's on the ground, we want you to turn this, 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 and this, and they would hang some streamers on it to remember, or he'd write it down, and almost like an aircraft type with a red flags on it to make sure you turn them off. But then there were some flights, definitely, that the contractors went out on with them on recovery, and we definitely had a couple that I recall on the recovery, but that was all recovered on the range, so there was no problem, and there was no people involved there, civilians, that is.
Okay, well, unless you have something else to add, I think that'll do it.
No, I sure don't. We saw it on TV here the other day, and about this UFO, and they stressed 47 for the 47 or 49 Roswell incident, you know, if there is flying saucers, I know it wasn't on this date that I was out there on it, I know that for sure.
Yeah,
but other than that, I just wish I could remember more.
I think you remember plenty.